Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Meltdown by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. January, Monday. Everybody in my neighborhood is outside today enjoying the warm weather and sunshine. Well, everyone except me. It's kind of hard to enjoy a heat wave when it's the middle of the winter. People are calling this wacky weather, but it just doesn't feel right. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think it should be cold in the winter and hot in the summer. I've heard the whole planet is warming up and that human beings are the reason, but don't blame me because I just got here. If the world is getting hotter, I just hope it doesn't happen too fast, because if things keep up at this rate, I'll be riding a camel to high school. They say the ice caps are melting and the sea is rising, so I've been trying to convince Mom and Dad to buy a house higher up on our hill, but they just don't seem all that concerned. It kind of makes me nervous that I'm the only one in my family worried about this stuff. Because if we don't do something about the situation soon, we're gonna wish we did. It's not just the rising sea levels I'm nervous about. Those ice caps have been around for millions of years, and there could be things buried inside them that should stay that way. Imagine if an ice cap cracked and out came a big three-eyed dinosaur. Roar! I saw a movie about a caveman who got frozen in ice, and when it melted thousands of years later, he was still alive. I don't know if that kind of thing could actually happen in real life, but if there are unfrozen cavemen walking around these days, the night janitor at my school might be one of them. If we do figure a way out of this climate mess, it's probably going to be someone from my generation who solves it. That's why I'm always nice to the smart kids, because they're the ones who are going to save our butts. Whatever the answer is, I guarantee you, technology is going to be the key. Grown-ups are always saying that too much technology is bad for kids, but I say the more the better. In fact, as soon as I can afford one of those high-tech toilets that learns all your habits, I'm going to get the most expensive model. Like the kind that warms its seat for you, whirr, and says, "Hello, Gregory. I've been waiting for you." Some people worry that one day we'll lose control of our technology and robots will take over. Well, if that happens, I'm going to make sure I'm on their side. I've actually been preparing for when the robots take over by sucking up to the appliances in my house. The other day I walked up to the microwave and said, "You're looking good today. Did you just get cleaned?" So, when there's a giant robot versus human war in the future, I'll be patting myself on the back for thinking ahead.